Welcome to the Israel Answers series, connecting Israel, the Bible, and you. Join Susan Michael as she explores timely issues and current events from a scriptural perspective to equip the Christian world with a balanced and biblical response. Be sure to subscribe for future episodes, which will ignite your faith and bring the Bible to life in your everyday world. Now, let's join Susan with your Israel Answers.
Okay, well, we are here at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, where we have met so many interesting people and organizations, and this is no exception. We have with us today Simcha Grindman, who is the Deputy Commander of Zaka. Am I pronouncing that right?
Exactly.
Zaka Modain Elite. And he has a very, very important work there in Israel. Anytime there's a disaster, Zaka is on the scene. And so, Simcha, thank you for coming and sharing with our audience today.
Thank you. I'll give another quote. Zaka is international.
It's international, okay.
I'm 32 years... Okay, let's start. My name is Simcha Grindman. I'm 47 years old, father of five, grandfather of three.
Wonderful.
Yes, young.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Volunteer in Zaka International for 32 years. International, as I said, going around the world helping as a rescue team, search and rescue, and dealing with disasters. A year ago in Turkey, helping over there in a Muslim country, helping over there, collecting and identifying 18 people that got killed over there in their earthquake. Surfside in Miami, 9/11, Haiti, tsunami, Bombay, Egypt, anywhere around the world, doesn't make difference the culture of the country itself, Muslim, Christian, our backyard in Israel. Humanity, understanding what we need to do is without any question to come provide whatever is needed to make sure that the families know where their family is, their children, their parents, their grandparents. We're there for them.
So you call it search and rescue operation.
Yeah.
But Zaka, don't you kind of specialize?
That's our specialty.
Yeah.
According to the Bible, understanding that the blood that comes out from a body of a person when he's deceased, that blood is the blood of the soul that comes out. And that's like a Bible that was burned. By understanding that, you understand how important it is and how much respect you have toward it. And you collect every part of the body to be able to bury it, and every drop of blood. On October 7, we collected 1,400 bodies of people that were deceased in terrible attack.
Yeah.
And it took us 16 weeks. It took us 16 weeks to clean the houses and the scenes, the cars. Terrible situations. But we collected also 1,500 terrorists and their bodies by respecting them and understanding that humanity of when you hug someone, there's always someone on the other side that will hug you back. And that's our understanding of humanity, God's creation. By understanding that, looking at the situation, seeing the heart situation that Israelis, the population went through, but putting it aside and understanding that humanity is living in God's steps, this is what happened, and this is what we did. By believing that, by doing that, and respecting each other, we hope that peace will come.
So what I'm learning today is that, first of all, Zaka is international. I think I may have understood that, but not realize that you take the same care and recovery of the body, whether it's Jewish or not.
Exactly.
I always thought this was very specific.
Not at all.
Because the victims were Jewish.
No,
so it's not
at all. There's a point of understanding what life means. And the volunteers in Zaka were 4,000 volunteers around the country and in Israel. It's not only men, not only Jewish. We have men, women, Christians,
okay,
and Muslims, volunteers in Zaka, cause the understanding of humanity. That's the most important thing. By understanding that understanding, there is no culture. There's understanding that we are God's create, and we have to respect that. By respecting each other, we can continue living our life. If not, so what's the point of it, everything?
So your goal is to recover every single drop of blood, every cell of a body that's there. And you must really specialize in the technique of finding and recovering, because most cultures don't have that strong of a drive.
Yes.
For every drop of blood, every cell, every, you know, piece of a... And I remember back in the Second Intifada when you had bus bombings, suicide bus bombings. The recovery,
yes,
was so difficult, but you all are so dedicated to it. And I can't imagine, honestly, being called to that work. But honestly, you must be called to it, to have that
sure.
drive and to be able to see what you see and deal with what you deal with. And then now, after October the 7th, you were right on the scene immediately.
Yes.
You saw everything. I don't know how you sleep at night.
Well, for a joke, I always say on my left side. But but it is hard. I can't. I am human. Some people say that I'm an angel. I had never felt my wings. But what drove me into this, my father died when I was 5 years old.
Oh, sorry.
And connecting to my father and growing up in society of understanding, caring for others, and trying to be there for others, that they should be always there for me. I felt connected to my father in those years of the Intifada. I was an MT, very young, and it drove me into that. And when I came to the scenes and I saw the deceased people, I understood that these people, that's the last minutes of their life, were killed in hard situations. They can't give you back anything. Their family can say thank you, they can hug you, but those people can never give you back what you're doing to them. It's called chesed shel emet, real help, real personal help.
Uh-huh.
And doing that, I felt my connection to my father. By understanding that, connecting to God more and more, by doing that, and relieving myself by doing more and more and more of that, I'm a carpenter.
A carpenter?
For 26 years, that's my trade.
Oh.
I have my own business. And what I do is, I train people to become self-supporting. The Rambam says that if you want to help a person, don't give him a fish. Teach him how to fish.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I do. I train people to be self-supporting. Take special needed people and train them and help them to be self-supporting. After 3.5 years, I fire them. No, I don't. I open them their own business.
Oh,
and I support them.
How nice.
People tell me, you're crazy. I said, yes, I'm in Zaka. But understanding, by doing good to someone else, that gives you more points in life. And understanding, being kind to someone else, God is going to be kind to you. And I say to people, no one's taking away whatever belongs to me, because God is the one to provide. So I'm not doing it just for them. I'm doing it for God.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God he gives me a friend. And I'm coming here, going around the world. I stood in front of the UN speaking about women's rights, what I dealt with, hundreds of bodies with my own hands and my eyes. Explaining what they went through. It is hard. But going around the world, in France, England, Germany, speaking parliament, going around Washington, D.C., seeing the Senate and speaking to everyone, coming here and getting such a hug. It's something that is unbelievable. And understanding that we're getting so much care and a hug and so much hold and driven on, we can go anywhere tomorrow morning. Because people are asking you or questioning you, what's going to be tomorrow? If you get a call from the Islamic country, are you going to go? There's no question. Because we are driven to a point to understand that we're God's creator. And this is God's will.
So you're doing it in service to God. And I admire so much what you're doing. I was invited to watch the raw footage at the Israeli embassy, and I didn't go. I just couldn't watch it. But yet you saw the real thing. And now you're going to the United Nations and in front of leaders, reliving it and telling it and describing what you saw, because they've completely denied the sexual abuse of the women. And there were men, and the torture and the attempt of genocide that this was. And your voice is so important, so I want to thank you for what you're doing. And my if I had a hat on, my hat is off to you. Really, your father must have been a wonderful human being if he instilled this connection of helping people is how you connect with your father. He must have been really wonderful.
He was a special man. I was very young and I wasn't able to connect to him. But growing up, learning who he was by having students around him. He was a very high, holy person and a spiritual one. And growing beside these people and hearing all the time the stories and understanding how good he was and trying to stand in his steps, it took me time. But now, dealing with these situations with hundreds of bodies, being trained as MT or a medic, so you come to the scene, you see 50 people, it's like, wow. You're talking about hundreds of bodies, and believing that whatever you're doing the right thing, and doing it in a way that you're giving hope to others. You know how many people were mixed up, what's happening with their children, where are the parents, where are the grandparents? And bringing them hope and bringing them the answers. Are the children captured, taken into Gaza, or they were deceased? Even that is enough of a relief.
Right.
But understanding by doing that, helping the others, this gives us the drive. And the hug is even bigger.
Well, God bless you. And you know, your organization, ZAKA, what does it stand for?
Okay, ZAKA, until I don't like calling it a war. It is an attack.
Right.
So until the attack, it was called ZAKA, stands for Zihui Korbanot Ason, identifying tragedies, bodies in tragic situation. But from October, it got a different meaning, the letters.
Yeah.
You can read it in different, you pronounce it in different ways also.
Right.
So Ze Kiruv Achim. This connects between the brotherhood. Because that's what we're doing. We're connecting between everyone around the world by being humanity, by being there for others. We hope the world will be there for us.
Now, most of your volunteers and the leaders in the organization are religious Jews, right?
Not only. As I said, we have Christians and Muslims in our organization as commanders and...
Really?
Yeah. Because we understand that doesn't make difference. As I said, it's important. People need to understand, doesn't make your culture, that will not change your life. you have to understand that you're God's creation. And if you believe in that, so humanity is humanity.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Anything else you want to share with our Christian audience here in America, how we can be of support, how we can pray for you?
For sure, pray for us, because it's not easy going through these images, seeing whatever we saw and what we dealt with. And ZACA members need now psychiatric help. And basically that's what we need.
Yeah.
First of all, for sure, the prayers. That we should say, okay, we're 4,000 volunteers. We have, each one has a wife or a husband, because as I said, we have women and men in our organization, and we have children. Some of our guys come home and they're not able to function.
Yeah.
Because seeing these images and seeing those scenes and dealing with situations, children, babies, it's unbelievable.
Yes, it has to be. So we will pray for you and for all the workers there at ZACA, and for your protection, your mental protection as you deal with this. And there's a scripture in the New Testament about that God gives us a peace that passes all understanding. So it's a peace that comes from the Ruach HaKodesh.
Yes.
But it bypasses our thinking, and that's what you need. You need that peace that comes from the Spirit and overpowers the mind and washes that out of it. So that would be our prayer for you.
Thank you.
Okay.
And for sure, donations, because it's going to cost millions. The government itself is giving group sessions. By having group sessions, we see that it's not enough. We had... Thank God nothing happened during this attack. No one was hurt because we were under fire, collecting bodies under missile attacks.
Wow.
Terrorists running around shooting at us.
Yeah.
And thank God nothing happened. But we had two incidents of two young volunteers. One was 34. The other one was 42, that had heart attacks and died dealing and working on the scenes. We understood that the amount of sessions are not good enough. So we're working on building a private sessions for each one. Make sure that each one goes at least through 12 sessions, private sessions, building a whole system.
Uh-huh.
'Cause it's very, very sensitive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not everyone has the strength that I have. But understanding that point of view,
right,
by asking the volunteers to come to the scenes and do what they dealt with, we have this responsibility to make sure that we take care of them.
So a 34-year-old went down there, saw the carnage after October the 7th, and had a heart attack and died.
He was a healthy person, but he called me up. I'm very close friends with him. And he called me up and he says to me, I'm not feeling good. So I got special care for him. And it was Friday. Sunday morning, his wife called me up, hysterical. They took him to the hospital. He's MT. And he felt something's wrong.
Yeah.
He ran to the hospital. And he had a stroke. A few hours later, a heart attack.
My goodness.
And that was it.
Well, may the Lord strengthen you and protect you and all of your workers there. And I want to thank you for sharing with our audience about this important work. We see you on TV all the time in your bright vest, but I've never had the chance to actually learn about why you do what you do and all. So I'm going to thank you for sharing with us today.
Thank you, and thank you for the audience,
yes,
everyone. Thank you for giving us a big hug.
Well, you have our prayers.
Thank you.
Okay.
We hope you have enjoyed this episode of Out of Zion with Susan Michael. Be sure to subscribe to Out of Zion now on Apple Podcasts, cpnshows.com, YouTube, or wherever you like to listen and learn. Out of Zion with Susan Michael is a production of ICEJ USA, all rights reserved.